on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Cabinet has accepted the full NPHET advice to move Dublin to Level 3 restrictions. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan has confirmed that he has tested positive for COVID-19. The Shannon has been told that COVID-19 doesn't recognise borders. A union representing workers in the banking sector is calling for clarity on the future of 2,500 jobs at Ulster Bank. And Donegal County Council has committed to carrying out safety works at a busy junction in Letterkenny. Kenny. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, Cabinet has accepted the full NPHET advice to move Dublin to Level 3 restrictions. Extra measures, including the banning of indoor dining, will also be put in place. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Cabinet ministers have decided to fully adopt the advice from the National Public Health Emergency Team to move Dublin to Level 3 with some additions. One minister described the mood in the room as worried as they left the meeting in the last hour. On top of the Level 3 restrictions, there will be additional measures, including the banning of dining indoors for the restaurants and bars that are already open. They will be outdoor seating or takeaway only. Religious services are to be moved online, which will involve the cancellation of many communion and confirmation services planned for this weekend. Weddings and funerals will be limited to 25 attendees. While people won't be allowed to travel in or out of Dublin except for work, education or other essential travel, a number of universities have already upped their own safety protocols today by moving many classes entirely online. While the Cabinet meeting heard a lot of sympathy for businesses who may now have to close, there was little robust opposition to the measures which are viewed as necessary to stop the increasing number of cases being seen in Dublin. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan has confirmed that he has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement released today, he says on Tuesday he received a negative test result. However, on the same day, a member of his household tested positive. He says he has remained in isolation since and on Wednesday began to display symptoms of the virus and went for another test which gave a positive result. The MLA's constituency office in Strabane is currently closed to the public. Meanwhile, 163 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Ireland in the past 24 hours. Another two people have died of the virus. The total number of positive cases in the north has risen to 8,943, while the death toll stands at 575. There's been a sharp reduction in the number of COVID-19 clusters in meat plants, according to Meat Industry Ireland. It says ongoing mass testing of employees has shown a positivity rate of just 0.3%. In total, there have been 1,500 cases in meat plants since the pandemic began. This afternoon, MII and SIPTU signed up to a new safety protocol for the sector. SIPTU's Greg Ennis says it has several measures that will help cut down on more cases in meat plants.
We have a standard which involves pre-screening, the mandatory temperature testing, staggered breaks, start times, PPE provision based on risk assessments, logging of all entrants, daily symptom monitoring, isolation facilities and procedure for suspect cases, and indeed procedures for farmers and livestock hauliers that visit these plants. So I think, yes, it will help to combat COVID-19 within the meat industry. There's no doubt about that.
The Seanad has been told that COVID-19 doesn't recognise borders. Senator Alicia McCallion is calling for a more collaborative approach between the HSE and HSC in terms of contact tracing for cross-border workers, as she claims it could potentially be at risk. She told the Seanad today that a strategy must be implemented with a view towards suppressing the virus in the workplace on an all-island basis.
There seems to be an issue that has arisen in relation to cross-border workers and issues around tracking and tracing. Could I ask that we immediately find out for employers what the current protocols are for employees who may reside in the south and live in the north and vice versa, because there certainly seems to be a lot of mixed information coming, I have to say, from both jurisdictions. I'm sure you'll agree that the 30,000 cross-border workers and their families deserve the same treatment as everyone else across the island, but it has come to my attention that there seems to be some errors in terms of sharing data, particularly in border constituencies. And I appreciate that we have raised it with the Minister in letter form, but I think given the significance of the spread of this virus, it's something that we need dealt with as a matter of urgency. So could I ask that you relay that to the Minister and his officials and immediately have conversations with officials in the north to see if these problems can be rectified sooner rather than later.
Thank you.
The PSNI has invited several Sinn Féin politicians for voluntary interviews about Bobby Storey's funeral in Belfast. They're among people who've been identified as potentially breaking health regulations. Up to 1,500 people attended the former IRA leader's service in June, despite COVID-19 limits on gatherings. Sinn Féin TD Louise O'Reilly confirms her party colleagues will be interviewed, but says they deny any wrongdoing.
My understanding is that a number of elected reps have been asked to present for a voluntary interview, and of course that they will do that. Sinn Féin position remains unchanged. We don't believe that the public health guidance was breached. However, we will of course cooperate with any investigation that the police are undertaking, and my understanding is that that will be done.
Donegal County Council has committed to carrying out safety works at a busy junction in Letterkenny. The crossroads at Killylaston is situated in a heavily populated area of the town and home to a number of businesses, with huge concern locally over the speed some motorists are travelling on the route. There have also been a number of minor crashes at the crossroads over the years. Now the council has confirmed that funding has been secured to install additional lighting at each side of the junction, with extra signage and ramps also to be included in the works. Local councillor Kieran Brogan has welcomed the confirmation from the council.
Yeah, I'm delighted that finally we'll have some sort of traffic calming measures there in place at Killylaston. It's something the residents of that area have been raising for some time, and I'm delighted we've got a positive response today that will have improved lighting as well as traffic calming measures. And I'm something this will be very welcome by the residents of that area, and indeed all the road users, and indeed the pedestrians as well that walk in that area too. So it's a good response. I just look forward now to the work going ahead.
Are you confident that will be enough? I know that it was mentioned before that maybe a roundabout would be needed there, or it was put forward at a time that maybe that could be a viable option. What do you think about that?
Well, I think in the short term, if it brings about a safer junction, and I suppose the longer term need can be addressed going forward, but I think it was very, very important that we had something put in place here as a matter of urgency. We've got that response here today, and hopefully going forward, the council engineering people that I had up at the junction and they viewed it, they will see firsthand the needs of it going forward. So hopefully this will be happy enough in the short term. The long term, we have to look at the long term need.
A Donegal deputy is urging the government to look after what he terms the people left behind during lockdown. They're said to be mounting uncertainty among taxi drivers and those working in the arts and entertainment industry. It comes as the live events and entertainment sector has released an open letter with over 600 signatures calling for better support for the industry. Speaking in the Dáil this week, Deputy Thomas Pringle says these sectors need protecting now to safeguard their future.
So the people that were left behind in the original lockdown, the original changes, like the taxi drivers, like the arts workers and that as well, they're the people that should be looked after now, because it will be by protecting them that you make sure that they can go on in the future. It's mounting uncertainty right across the board for those people, so I think the government does need to respond, and needs to respond in a positive way. So I think the measures like the introduction of a moratorium and issuing new taxi licences makes perfect sense for the next year or so, just to say we're not going to renew any more licences because the work isn't there for them, so why would you do it? I think the extension for vehicles is perfectly reasonable as well, because that makes perfect sense. And the fact is that with the NCT and everything now anyway, if a vehicle is roadworthy, it should be roadworthy for being used as a taxi as well.
A union representing workers in the banking sector is calling for clarity on the future of 2,500 jobs at Ulster Bank. There are reports its parent company, NatWest, is considering winding down operations here. A spokesperson for Ulster Bank says the news is speculation and many options are being considered. General Secretary John O'Connell says workers knew the bank was engaged in a restructuring process, but they're shocked to hear these proposals.
They need to be transparent immediately. So today I'm calling on them to publish the terms of reference for the review, to share a copy of the outcome of the report, and to tell us what was the outcome. So we know that two things were considered. One, a sale. Two, removing NatWest, as in Ulster Bank, from the Irish banking system. We need to know today what decision was arrived at. There was probably other things looked at, and we need to know what they are.
Additional footpaths in Milford are to be considered for next year. It's thought that despite a substantial amount of funding being sanctioned to the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District for works on footpaths, Milford didn't get its fair share over the years. Donegal County Council has confirmed that additional footpaths for the town will be considered at an upcoming workshop where works for 2021 will be planned. Local councillor Liam Blaney says there's a number of problem points that need to be addressed.
I think Milford has been neglected, and I give an example there of out to Kilmacrown Road, out as far as the speed limit sign, where I read in the paper about 6 weeks ago, our local paper, which goes back over things that happened 20 years ago, and it mentioned that it was raised then, and that the engineer said that he would get a costing for it. Now, that's 20 years ago. This is my second or third motion on about the same footpath again. And still nothing has happened. And that's just one example. And I give other examples of where the footpaths are required in Milford. And one in particular was from Fox's Lane to Old Tech. There was a housing development out in Fox's Lane, and the developers asked about a footpath outside the length of the site. But from there into the town was never developed as a footpath, and people's left to walk on dark nights, no lighting or nothing else on it. And there's lots of examples. Leading up to Mulroy Woods, the top of the town, to the fire station. I'd asked maybe they would look at some kind of a gravel pathway from Glen Allen Heights right down to as far as above the old mill there and Milford, the old bakery, and from there back into Fox's Lane again, because there are a lot of people out in Milford walking and particularly running. There's a huge number of people joined the athletic club down there, and there's a lot of people out in the road both day and night, and asked that they would level off a bit of ground there for them, that it would leave it safe for them to step off the road whenever they would encounter cars either meeting each other or when cars pass each other. They just have to get off the road.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with local soccer, and the Ulster Senior League have been hit with a blow following the news Fannad United have pulled out of the league. Fannad made the hard decision to withdraw on Wednesday night following a committee meeting and informed the league on Thursday. The next step for the Trialloch side is to apply to the Donegal Junior League. In a statement this afternoon, the league say they regret the decision of Fannad United to withdraw its participation. The Ulster Senior League executive will hold a meeting to discuss the matter in the coming days and have assured the remaining five member clubs that the 2021 season will start. Fannad won 14 titles in the Ulster Senior League and depart as the most successful club in the history of the league. The club's last title was in 2011. There's two games later in the SSE or Trusted League Premier Division. Derry City entertains St Patrick's Athletic at the Brandywell. That one starts in just under a half an hour's time at 5:45. Sligo Rovers, meanwhile, host Bohemians from 7:45. 3 points for Sligo and they'll go third in the table, while a win for Bowes would see them cut Shamrock Rovers' lead to 5 points. As for a Derry victory tonight, that would move them 7 points away from the bottom two. In the bottom two at the moment are Finn Harps. They're in Dublin on Saturday evening when they play Shelburne. Soccer journalist Kevin McLaughlin says Harps can trouble Shells with high balls and set plays.
It's going to be the work ethic which her Harps are renowned for. We'll see that against Derry. Give their all, set plays, you know, long for ones, or, you know, people may criticise it and whatever else, but it's working. They're in there. Alexander Kohler's been the star man. You know, if he can just get the ball in the net, you've got Barry McNamee playing passes, you've got Connolly, we keep them back to them too as a creative players. She, McAlaney, and Tony McNamee for ones. And then you've got the big men of Webster and Fulham getting under. So it's going to be set plays. Shells, to be fair, they're sort of old school too in that way where, yes, they'd be decent in the air too with the experience that they have too at the back. But their keeper, to be honest, he has thrown a few on this year. So he would be one I would be possibly getting that if I'm at Harps, getting high balls on there. And a couple of weeks ago, he absolutely threw one. And against Cork, where Cork got a point, didn't help Harps that night. But it's going to be a case of get the ball in the box and hope you can trouble this keeper.
Just back to local soccer. The Ulster Junior Cup semi-final is on Sunday. Kildrum Tigers take on Aileach. The winner will go through to play Cavan Town. And the new season in the Inishowen Football League gets up and running on Sunday as well, with a full programme of games across the three divisions. IRFU Chief Executive Philip Brown has described today's government meeting as encouraging. The IRFU, GAA and FAI appeared before the Oireachtas COVID-19 Response Committee to make their case for the safe return of spectators to stadia. All three bodies are also seeking financial support from the government. Shane Lowry and James Sugrue are both set to miss out in the weekend at Golf's US Open. Off the native Lowry is 2 over par through 12 holes of his second round at Winged Foot, leaving him 13 over for the tournament. Sugrue is also set to miss the cut. He's 8 over with 2 holes to play, leaving him at 16 over all round. Rory McIlroy and Graham McDowell tee off at around 6:30 Irish time from 3 under and 6 over respectively. American Justin Thomas holds a 1-shot lead over the chasing pack at 5 under. Well, it's another big weekend of Gaelic Games action here in the Northwest. Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior Hurling Championship semi-finals are on Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow at the O'Donnell Park, Satanta play Burt, and then it's Buncrana against St Eunan's in the other senior game on Sunday. Junior semi-finals taking place as well this weekend. Tomorrow, Dunloe play Satanta B and Carndonagh take on Aroa. And there's now just one Junior Football A Championship semi-final to be played. That's tomorrow at Park na Gael Letterkenny. Mavill are taking on Downings. The other match between Letterkenny Gaels and Convoy, that has been postponed until a later date. In Tyrone, there's two big finals this weekend. The intermediate deciders on tomorrow evening at Healy Park, with Gartine against Aidan Dark, while the senior decider is 5:30 back at Oma on Sunday. Dungannon are taking on the defending champions Trillick. GA journalist Paddy Hunter feels Trillick's experience will get them over the line again.
I don't think that the experience, the fact that they were beaten the final last year, or they won the final last year, all those things will come into play. And they've been around this last decade, you know, in semi-finals and finals and things. And, you know, I remember Oma beating them a couple of years ago in the semi-final, and that game won, you know, and all them things will all help you going into a final like this here. Because Tyrone Championship, as we know, is going to be so difficult to win. It always is. There hasn't been back-to-back champions since Carrick Moore, 2004-2005. You know, so all them wee things are probably floating around your head. There'll be a limited crowd, there'll be a different atmosphere. It'll not be county finals day like we normally have. You know, so that's going to play a part. But I still think to like just have it in them in terms of quality. And that's no disrespect to a good Dungannon team.
There's also a lot of action taking place in Derry this weekend, with senior and intermediate quarterfinals, 2 games apiece in each of those competitions, Saturday and Sunday. In rugby, it's a big weekend of action ahead with Champions Cup quarterfinals. Ulster are, of course, involved on Sunday away to Toulouse. They will be without the influential number 8 Marcel Coutts for that quarterfinal. The Springboks' place is taken by Nick Tumine. John Cooney returns to the starting team at scrum half, while there's no place in the match day 23 for Ian Madigan. Finally, in cycling, Sam Bennett holds a 55-point lead in the race for the green jersey with just 2 stages to go of the Tour de France. The Carrickshire native got the better of Peter Sagan today to add 2 points to his lead. Primož Roglič still holds the overall lead. And that is it from the Highland Radio Sports Desk for today. Kenny Harkins back in studio tomorrow for Saturday Sport after the 2 news.
Thanks, Oisín. I'm returning to some news. Swimming lessons are resuming at the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny today following a temporary suspension of services due to a COVID-19 outbreak. Lessons were cancelled on Wednesday after a staff member tested positive for the virus. Additional staffing resources have been put in place, with the facility also confirming that staff members who were close contacts of the confirmed case will remain in isolation until they are clear to come back to work. Meanwhile, Riversdale Leisure Centre in Strabane has reopened today also after a temporary closure yesterday after one of its staff members tested positive for COVID-19. Derry City and Strabane District Council say additional cleaning of all surfaces and contact points within the centre have been carried out as a precautionary measure. And finally, a 36-year-old man has been arrested in Derry today under the Terrorism Act. Detectives from the Police Service of Northern Ireland Terrorism Investigation Unit conducted a planned search in the city in relation to ongoing investigations into violent dissident Republican activity. The man remains in police custody at this time. the now dry and mostly sunny for the rest of today, in moderate east to northeast breezes. Dry tonight also with clear spells and lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, Cabinet has accepted the full NPHET advice to move Dublin to level 3 restrictions. Extra measures, including the banning of indoor dining, will also be put in place. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan has confirmed that he has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement released this afternoon, he says on Tuesday he received a negative test result. However, on the same day, a member of his household tested positive. He says he has remained in isolation since and on Wednesday began to display symptoms of the virus and went for another test which gave a positive result. The PSNI has invited several Sinn Féin politicians for voluntary interviews about Bobby Storey's funeral in Belfast. They're among people who've been identified as potentially breaking health regulations. And the Shannon has been told that COVID-19 doesn't recognise borders. Senator Alicia McCallion is calling for a more collaborative approach between the HSC and HSC in terms of contact tracing for cross-border workers, as she claims it could potentially be at risk. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferter. Good evening.
Mae hys y Colin Ferreter yn siarad yn y brif sgil ti. Dwi'r eir capis at y ffald sihe yn yw er yn Toma Jyhys dy gael ti yn sgolon y lan geliga i gantar fwy fi fontais ti. Ta dol chyn cyn nis ffar bwynt yma eg pwes ti tag ffrastol yr gael sgolon a wyl stadus jes acw. Yn ac yl y bon sgolion y Jesh go nasiwn ty. Rynia yn taidio ag yn Institute Edgehys Olsgol Cahar Baliach y Clia i janta le fforys taidio yr Edgehys a wynu ag yn chwilio om Edgehys geliga agos gael sgoliachta ag diwrw ysdiar yr caidion liherachta agos mathematica o wain. Tant harastal le lew yn y homlan ag yn sif COGG bunk IE. Fog ryw sgeim ffarbyr hy alwnys na maen ar na malaf comai. Fridge yn estiach TG Cahar agos ydras ni gealtachta a cartar an cwrs ar ffail. Taharig sŵl go grwcho hyr jesina fastiachta fridge an cwrsa. Ryn tar an cwrsa yn y ia hwyd sgeim tahi ybre la hei dyni y tag tosiart sy'n arniol agos tag yri tahi practical o oil agos Gym sparantacta ws aluna a ta jiriha ar ghini a ta gobr sy'n arnyol hanafein agos bwai lo carl yn y chod sgilina. Carter Falto Rava Iratish o Cholakti Lerachain Dini a Ostu or Fai Trev Shibliana Tag Frastal Erna Kursa Kontahi a Horge Tifa La Faris Agus Abraji Naman oil. Is an cosper na sparantacta uasalina san olish ard level a spragu san arniel agus taku le leri hori at a gober san arniel hana fein. Tell you olish egg TG Cahar bunkai na udaris bunkai e. Agus ta cursa a ractal ag shanahiha atula senan maki agus brijana ni wheel fridge lahana chach na nauran er an alcara ractal her na rangana air linea tosher demora an ortala agus fi, da mi man an ochr ag a siart a clog. Sian ma chodse elig o leir slan agus banacht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, September the 18th. The death has occurred of May Griffin, née Bonner, Greenan, Navaney, Ballybuffet. Fiona leaving her home on Sunday afternoon at 2:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Sheshe O'Neill at 2 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. In compliance with current government restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, if so desired, directly to the patient's Comfort Fund at St Joseph's Community Hospital, Stranorler. The death has taken place of Paddy Doherty, 4 Woodcairn, Mallon Road, Moville. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and burial are private to family and friends. Committal will take place tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock in Ballybrack Cemetery. The death has taken place of Tina Madigan, née Malloy, formerly of Letterkenny. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are strictly private. Funeral can be viewed on St Anthony's Church Clontarf website tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. The death has occurred of Paddy McGoldrick, 51, at Castlefin Park, Castlederg. Requiem Mass will be celebrated tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Castlederg, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to government restrictions, the house, mass and interment are private to family and close friends. The death has taken place in Weston-super-Mare, England, of Darren McDade. Remains reposing at his mother Anne McDade's home in Ballybegley, Newton Cunningham. Requiem Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Due to current guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family only. And the death has taken place of Jim Doherty, 72, Bridge Street, Strabane. Removal from Quigley's funeral home this evening at 6:30 to St Mary's Church, Melmount. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with current restrictions, the funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at melmountparish.com/webtv.html.